Shots now joining us in the broadcast booth here at Veterans Memorial Coliseum is associate coach Steve O'Rourke. And Steve, kind of a similar storyline, a lot of good effort and evenly played first period again for this hockey team. And then you move into the second period as well, and it's another tight game, but Portland taking advantage of some special teams. The Cougars can capitalize as well, but it just seems like we're talking about missed opportunities once again tonight in the 3-0 setback.
Yeah, we have to be perfect, and we took a bad penalty. Vlad took a bad penalty and put the best power play in the league on the power play, and they made us pay for it to make it 2-0. The first goal was unfortunate. Gochi got kind of tied up and just lost his stick and didn't see it, and that puts us down 2-0. And the third one, Taylor knows he made a mistake by trying to get involved in that play, and we're down 3-0. And I mean, it's tough. We did some good things, but again, just some detail things that we can be better at. Tough. The power play, I thought, had some looks and some chances. And
They had a lot of chances around the net, I thought, tonight.
Yeah, 5-on-5, we didn't generate enough. I mean, the second period, we got some more shots at the net. Third period, some more, but we said in between the periods, we just had to win those battles, go low to high, get more pucks at the net, and we did do that, but again, it's just those little details every night that kind of cost you games, cost you opportunities that we don't finish, we don't... You know, the guys battle, but that it only goes so far working that. You have to finish things off. You have to get and be better.
Steve O'Rourke, the associate coach with us on the postgame show, you talk about finish. It seems like the team can get to that final third, but it's in that final third of that offensive game where they come up a bit short right now. You're making the chances. You're creating the opportunities, finding the open space. The effort is there. It just seems like this is a similar conversation we had last night. It seems like in that final third of the offensive zone is where that finish is lacking. How do you approach that going forward into the next week now as the road trip carries into Seattle, Victoria, and Vancouver?
Oh, I mean, we draw on our success we had against Seattle the last time we played them. They're playing better. They got a good, very good defenseman back from injury, Jared Tiska, that's, I'm sure, going to give them a jolt in the arm to get them going on 5-on-5, power play, penalty kill. He'll be playing a lot of minutes for sure, and he's a good defenseman. So we got to go into a very hostile, tough building to play in and match that intensity, come out with a good effort, and can get going from there, get this road trip kicked off with a win on Tuesday and get back on the right side of the column here.
Teams sometimes say when they're in a bit of a funk, they want to get right back at it the next day, but is it good to have a day off tomorrow and Monday? Monday will be a practice day, but just to have a day off tomorrow, you're going to stay in Portland, do some team activities. Is that a good time to maybe have that reset and get away from the game for just a day and kind of have some fun?
Yeah, for sure. You can't just beat it to death every day. It's hard. You have to be able to shut it off and shut it on, turn it on and off. Like, just get away from it, reset, and that'll be Monday, resetting and looking at what it takes to get a 2 points out of Seattle. Just looking at exactly what they do and what we have to do to be successful against them.
Now, in the third period, I noticed Rhett Reinhardt missing from the bench. Reed Perpluck slid back to the blue line. Any update? I didn't see what happened to him, but didn't see him there in the third period.
I didn't really see it either. As far as I know, it's an upper body injury and just precaution that late in the game. And I mean, it would have been nice. It was tough. We were kind of doubling Moberg there on the power play. Just tough one to when you lose a defenseman on the top and you already have 2D going on the back. It's a little tough to kind of switch it right in midstream. And I know for sure we would have held in one puck. Mo was a little tired on the one power play there, the last one that we got, that didn't quite get to the wall to hold a puck in there. But that's so Rhino will reevaluate tomorrow morning. Hopefully it's not serious. It'd be tough to lose him.
Yeah, he's been a real nice bright spot in his second full season in the WHL. It's a couple days away, but you want to look into the crystal ball. Seattle, you mentioned, playing better hockey late, winning last night, coming into a game against Everett. Last checked in, that was a 1-1 tie in the third period as well. Seattle, not an easy environment to win in either. That building, and it's a Tuesday night where they have the cheap beer and cheap hot dogs, so it gets loud and rowdy in there. What's the message? What needs to be done on Tuesday?
Well, they're definitely, they're better than their record. They have some nice 20-year-olds, 19-20-year-olds, solid goaltending that they fell on a hard time there, a big skid there, which, I mean, obviously we don't see them very often, so don't know what happened with those injuries or whatnot. But, again, they just play a hard physical game, and that's what we matched them with when they're up in Prince George. We were able to match up physicality and bring it, and we'll have to do that again is just get pucks to the net, play physical, play hard, make sure that they have to come 200 feet through different layers of defense to make sure we keep everything to the outside.
All right, Steve O'Rourke, the associate coach in the postgame show. Steve, thanks for doing this. Enjoy a day off in Portland tomorrow. Maybe get some voodoo donuts in you, and we'll talk on Tuesday in Seattle.
Sounds good. Thanks, Fraser.